iTimeToAwake.com presents iTime to Awake. Bible Prophecy with Craig C. White. Today's study is titled Dubai, A Case for Mystery Babylon. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 18, we learn that Mystery Babylon the Great is a city that exists at the same time as the final Gentile world empire. It is called Mystery Babylon because at the writing of Revelation, this city was not yet known. So Mystery Babylon probably isn't the original city of Babylon. However, it does have similar characteristics. In Genesis chapter 11, we learn about the founding of the original city of Babylon. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city, and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city, and the tower, which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth." In Babylon, people sought to exalt themselves as high as heaven by building a tall tower. Today, if I was looking for a modern-day Babylon, I would look for a city that had a tall tower. I would look for a city that built a tower to exalt themselves. Today, the world's tallest tower is located in Dubai. That's in the United Arab Emirates. The height of the Dubai Tower is 2,684 feet. The Dubai Tower has recently been named after the president of the United Arab Emirates. It is now called the Burj Khalifa. The United Arab Emirates is on the southeastern tip of Saudi Arabia on the Persian Gulf. Dubai is a new city that was built to cater to the rich and powerful. It has miraculously risen out of the desert over the last 30 years. So it is a city that was not previously known. Dubai has the world's tallest building, the first 7-star hotel, the world's biggest shopping center, the world's largest man-made port, the first indoor ski resort in the Middle East, a Tiger Woods golf course, diamond trade, high fashion, financial services, a vast slave labor force, prostitution, drug, and human trafficking rings. Dubai is a major shipping port. It is ranked in the world's top 10 busiest ports. That is an amazing fact, considering that the city is only 30 years old. Dubai exports oil, natural gas, and fish, and some produce. Dubai imports an immense amount of all sorts of building materials and luxury goods. Dubai's slave labor problem is immense. Workers borrow to pay for work permits, only to discover that it takes 2 years' wages to pay the permit loan back. So many workers are working for no pay. Promises of pay are not kept. Passports are taken away by employers so workers cannot leave. These workers are held prisoner by their employers. That includes construction laborers, maids, and service workers, not to mention the sex trade. Human trafficking is the way of life. If any person in Dubai does not pay their debts, they are thrown into prison, and many are thrown into prison. Some 300,000 construction workers are housed in vast slavery camps in Sonapur. They are packed into minimal housings without electricity, without running water or sanitation. The conditions are unbearably hot, crowded, and insect and disease infested. These workers are overworked in the hot Saudi desert. Thousands die every year. No one knows exactly how many because deaths are not reported. Prostitution is a big part of Dubai society. These women are also enslaved. Prostitutes can be found in bars, hotel lobbies, restaurants, mall gift shops, beaches, gas stations, grocery stores, labor camps, and everywhere else. Sex trafficking rings are sanctioned by the government. Their presence entices the rich and powerful, local citizens, and visitors into Dubai's opulent net. Dubai is a city founded on a promise of opulence, built by slave labor, supplied by luxury imports, and perpetuated by prostitution. Compare Dubai with the city that is spoken of in Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. We are about to witness the judgment of a sexually immoral woman. Whoredom comes in two varieties, physical and spiritual. Spiritual whoredom is unfaithfully serving God or serving idols. We will soon learn that the many waters are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. This whore has corrupted the whole earth. Revelation 17 verse 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Whenever you see wilderness in Bible prophecy, it is speaking of a desert. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. In Bible prophecy, a beast is a Gentile government. Beasts represent world empires, nations, also confederacies of nations. The seven heads represent seven Gentile world empires. They are Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome, and also the final one-world government on earth during the seven-year period called the Great Tribulation. The woman has prominence in all these world empires. She fosters sexual immorality and rebellion from God. The ten horns are ten kings that rule over the final world empire. This woman is dressed in costly apparel. The cup holds her deeds, which are filthy. She has spawned many others that are unfaithful to God, from individuals, governments, and religious systems. Verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Throughout history, there has always been a spirit of antagonism towards the people of God. It may be that during the Great Tribulation period that the city may be responsible for the beheading of every person who doesn't receive the mark of the beast. Revelation 17, verse 7. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is. This verse is speaking about the beast, not the woman. This beast represents world empires throughout time. For over 2,000 years, the world hasn't seen a world empire. But during the end times, there will be one final Gentile world empire. The beast is the final Gentile world empire. It will be demonically empowered and be quickly abolished. Satan will give the world leader his power. I say that this beast will be the final Gentile world empire because there will be another world empire after the final Gentile world empire, and that is the world empire that Jesus Christ rules over himself and will last forever and ever. Revelation 17 verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, and there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and he is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. At the time of the writing of Revelation, around 95 AD, five world empires had passed. One was in power, that's the Roman Empire, and the final Gentile world empire was yet to come. The eighth head is an individual. He is a king that receives authority over the world empire. He rules for a short time and is tossed into the lake of fire. The Antichrist will not be the king of the final Gentile world empire at first, but he will manipulate his way onto the throne and eventually gain authority over the entire empire. So the final Gentile world empire is the seventh head, and the Antichrist alone is the eighth. Revelation chapter 17, verse 12. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Notice that the ten kings have not yet received a kingdom. This indicates that their kingdom is a new earthly entity not yet seen in the world. The ten-king council will combat Israel, believers in Christ, and Jesus himself. These ten kings rule over the final Gentile world empire. They rule with the Antichrist over the final world empire. These ten kings do not represent kings over ancient world empires. This study is continued in Dubai, A Case for Mystery Babylon, Part 2. To read my full commentary, go to hightimetoawake.com. You may also contact me through the website, as well as check out my new book. Thanks. Hello, this is Craig C. White. Please check out my website at hightimetoawake.com. And while you're there, check out my new book, High Time to Awake, 7 Misinterpreted Bible Prophecies. It contains several commentaries about prophecies that are about to happen in the world today, including Magog Made Easy, which is about an invasion of Israel led by Turkey, and also in Chapter 1, The Fall and Rise of the Antichrist, which tells us that the revelation of the Antichrist on earth is the sign of the rapture. These are important issues for Christians to understand today, so please check out the book at hightimetoawake.com, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.